Hey, hello, hi, what is up, and welcome back to another episode of the Let's Get Aloha Spirit podcast. I am your host, Kyla Nicole, the creator of GetAlohaSpirit.com, a website where I talk about all things positivity and a bunch of other cool stuff. Today, we're sticking to the realm of positivity, specifically with body positivity. I find that in today's current environment, in today's society, it is a lot harder to be more positive with our body image. And so I wanted to just kind of talk about my tips and tricks and things that you can do and remind yourself of, if you're in need of, you know, feeling a little bit better about yourself. So without further ado, let's get right on into it. First, I want to start off with a couple of reminders and just things to be aware of and remember. First, I will just say this and why I'm, you know, I think it's okay that I'm talking about this. I have throughout my lifetime struggled with a lot of body image issues. And as I've gotten older and as I found myself and as I honed in on who I really am, I've kind of been able to use the things that I'm going to share with you today to pull me out of the situations where I'm not always feeling 100% about my body. We all go through phases. I mean, I know there's certain times when I know if, you know, you're a lady like myself and you have that time of the month, I know, like, I bloat a lot bigger. And so, of course, that's something that I'm aware of and I know, but it's also like, my body's pretty freaking cool, and I think that that's something I'll talk about later, but just use these things that, you know, we are all insecure, we all have our own insecurities, so use these things to make yourself feel better, and I'm going to start off with just three things that you need to remember as I'm talking about these things, and as you're kind of starting on this journey of loving yourself, and I think that was kind of random how I said those things, but we're just gonna roll with it. And I wanted to start things off first by just reminding you and telling you and making it very, very clear that nobody is perfect. Hannah Montana had it right. Nobody is perfect. The idea of having this perfect body is such a toxic construct that our society has created, in the sense that perfection is subjective. A perfection for me is, you know, sunset. You know, every sunset to me is perfect. But to the person next to me, they might be like, oh my God, that's the ugliest thing I've ever seen. There is no such thing as the perfect body, because there's extremes on both ends. There's, if you're super skinny, you have the perfect body. If you are super, super curvy, you have the perfect body. Like, there is no perfect, because everyone sees it in a different way. We all have things on our body that we are not a fan of. The person who you idolize and you say, I want that body, they probably have insecurities too. We're not perfect. You know, we all have things here and there. And sometimes our bodies in our eyes, they look really, really good some days not so much. But you need to be there with yourself and understand that despite how I look, no body in the sense that not a singular body is perfect, but just remember that. Keep that in mind. Don't talk down on yourself in that sense, because if you're saying like, oh, this isn't perfect, it isn't. You're right. It's not. And that's okay. And this next one is kind of connected to that. Beauty standards don't really mean anything. Beauty standards constantly change. There is never, you know, a consistency. Some days it's big boobs. Some days it's not big boobs. And I am using a lot of references towards women because I'm a woman and I deal with women's body standards. But again, this is a double-edged sword. It applies to women and men, but I'm a woman, so I'm using women references. But for women, it's like some days big boobs are, you know, it. Some days smaller ones are it. And it goes back and forth. There's no consistency. A couple years ago, it was the thing to just cover your freckles. I have freckles. In the summertime, I love my freckles. I think they're so cool. And it was a thing where in makeup looks, women and men would just cover up their freckles with foundation. Now they're selling freckle stencils and freckle pens and freckle this and freckle that. So if you're going to want to conform to what society is saying, like, oh, this is it right now, it's gonna change in a year. Same with fashion. It's like fanny packs, they were out for a little bit and then they freaking came back and now they're here. This applies with any trend, and there's beauty trends. So you just need to remember that once you look a certain way, that standard is gonna change. So don't try that hard, because that's just the reality of it all. And third, and this one is something that I think this reminder has helped me so much, especially, you know, when it's that time of the month and I'm really bloated and I'm breaking out and it's not the most fun time. This is what I remind myself. Your body does so much for you. So you should treat it with kindness. In the sense that your body works hard to keep you healthy. It fights pathogens all the time. It protects you. Your eyelashes do so much for you. You know, just as the least, you have so many layers of skin. Everything, it protects you. It keeps, oh my goodness, I just flung my mic. It keeps you upright, you know? You walk on your feet. Your hands do so much for you. Your heart goes through so much with you. Your brain does so much for you. Every part of your body does so much for you, and it has been through everything you have gone through, whether that is any form of hardship. It has been with you that entire time. It has made through them alive, and for that you should treat your body with the utmost love and kindness. Why would you say bad things about it? Why would you do bad things to it? If your body has been through that much with you, it mentally you've been through a lot, and physically that means you have too, you know? So just keep that in mind. Your body does everything for you, so be nice to it. So now that we have those, you know, reminders in place, how do you fight that voice in your head? How do you really start getting, you know, that kind of confidence? And first, you need to just know this, that your opinions of yourself are the only things that matter. It is you are you. It's your body. Therefore, it's your opinion that matters. So no matter who says what about you, that doesn't matter, because it's not their body. It's your body. It's your body that decides how you feel about yourself. It's the only relevant opinion, and that's how you should shape how you think of yourself. And if you don't think highly of yourself, your body's not going to. You know, it's a double-edged sword in this case as well. And when you keep that in mind, do everything you can that makes you feel good. Do what makes you happy. Do what feels good. This means wearing clothes that make you feel good, eating what makes you feel good, doing things that make you feel good. You should be happy with what you do, who you are, and what you are as a person. And different things make different people happy. There's no, you know, correct formula to figure out, like, oh, you should do this if you want to be happy. It's like, no, that could probably make you miserable too. Like, it's a two-way street in this case too, where you just have to do things that make you happy, because I keep hitting things around me. You didn't see that, and you probably didn't hear it, but I just hit my laptop on my hand. I shouldn't be doing this. But as I was saying, like, if you're not happy with yourself, then that's going to reflect into how you think, how you feel, what you do, the kind of energy you radiate. If you're happy with yourself, that'll impact your mindset. So even if you're not necessarily doing things that make you look physically appealing to yourself, if you're, you know, I don't know, if you're gardening and gardening makes you really happy, like, that's going to just radiate off of you. If talking to people all day makes you happy, then freaking do that too, and then that'll, you know, come out and shine. Like, that's the core of it all. If you are not happy with yourself and in other things that you do, how are you going, if you're not happy with your life, how are you going to be happy with you? You know, that's the foundation of everything. And I think that's something that you really, really need to be aware of and really remind yourself of, and find what makes you feel good. I said this multiple times while recording this podcast. Find what feels good. Please, whether that is doing things that's good for your mind, whether that's doing things good for your soul, whatever it may be, please do it. That's all I ask. Now this one, you're probably like, Kyla, you sound ridiculous telling me to do this, but I'm telling you to do it anyway. Whenever you look in the mirror, tell yourself three things you like about yourself and say them out loud. Say three things out loud that you like yourself. Do it right now. You know what? Yeah, get up right now. If you're sitting down, stand up right now. Go find a mirror and look at yourself. I'm going to give you a minute and tell yourself three things or more. There is just three things is a good number to start with. Tell yourself three things you like about yourself right now. Ready? Go. And while you're at it, you know, give yourself some positive affirmations. And so that can fall in the line of, you know, I am beautiful, I am strong, I am driven, I am independent, all these things. And you know what? We're going to do that right now. Everyone, look in the mirror. Look in the mirror and just tell yourself, like, right now, do this with me. Ready? I look good today. Repeat that, please. I am strong. Okay, repeat that. I'm powerful, you know, all these things, you know, just repeat those, you know, say those things. There's a bunch on Pinterest, wink wink, nudge nudge. Follow my Pinterest, Kyla Nicole 2013, I think that's what it is. Follow me there. I have a bunch of affirmations saved somewhere on there. And do that. You know, it is so important just to give yourself this kind of energy and make yourself feel good. The more you hype yourself up, the better you feel. Also, listen to hype music. This other one isn't even in my notes right now, but just because I said that, listen to music that makes you feel good. Whether that is, like, some sexy song that, like, you know, makes you, like, move some type of way. I don't know. Or if it's just a really good song that makes you jump up and down and scream at the top of your lungs. Because just do it. If it makes you feel good, freaking do it. Dance around your room. Just do it. Because it makes you feel good. See, here we go. Do what makes you happy. Do what makes you feel good. I'm, like, caffeinated, but I'm not caffeinated, and I have so much energy right now, and, like, I'm so scatterbrained, so I apologize if this episode is just a literal mess, but I hope you're getting information out of it. I saw a quote today, like, literally today as I was writing this, which is a very long time before I actually upload these, because I'm, you know, just creating all these like a mad woman before I publish them. The quote said, "You become what you feed your mind." And this is probably my new favorite quote. If you feed yourself, metaphorically, if you feed yourself positivity, if you feed yourself good energy, good affirmations, and even if you feed yourself good foods, you will radiate that energy inside and out. You will feel good internally and you will feel good externally. It's all about, honestly, with mental health and with physical, you know, health, it's all about insides. If you keep your body feeling good, if you give yourself, you know, good foods that make you feel good, that give you energy, that nourish you, and you keep your body moving in some way, and you do things that's good for your inside, your outside. I hit my laptop again. Oh my goodness. No, but if you keep doing things that are good for you, and if you do this, and you keep doing it, and you keep growing on it, it will reflect outside. It'll reflect with how you think. It'll reflect with how you interact with people. It'll reflect on how you think of yourself. And that is so fundamentally important. And just to remember that. And it'll radiate that energy back to you. If you give yourself good energy, you're going to get energy back. Same with the law of attraction. If you give the universe good energy, you're going to get good energy back from the universe. So this next one is one that is kind of like a pointer for me when someone isn't, you know, 100% confident in themselves. And this is something that you just need to remember. I talked about people's opinions and how they don't matter. They also don't matter when it comes to validation. You fall into this really toxic crap if the only body confidence you get is from fishing for people's compliments or just thriving off of fishing for that compliment. Isn't gonna get you anywhere, because yeah, you'll feel good in that moment, but at the end of the day, you still don't believe it. If that is your only source of confidence, if you woke up that morning and you're like, I look good today, and then, you know, someone like points it out, it's like, oh, you look great, like, that's awesome, but you shouldn't let that be the only thing that makes you feel really good, because at the end of the day, if you're still not sure with what you look like and what you're wearing and what, you know, what if you're not sure about yourself, what good is hearing it from someone else? Because at the end of the day, like I said, it is your opinion and your opinion only that matters. So yeah, someone else can think you look good today, and that's awesome, you know, and other people, you know, think you look great, but you also have to think so too, because then what's the whole point of this then? You know, what's the whole point of complimenting you? If you're not gonna, you know, believe it, and if you don't believe it and you're not going to believe it, what good is it gonna do? And this next one is one that I think is difficult when, you know, you live in the society that we do, but it's avoid looking at social media. There is so much on social media. People advertise, you know, those tummy shrinking teas and those, like, those, I don't know, the corset things that, like, you wear and, like, you work out or something and they shrink your waist. Those aren't good for you. But they advertise making you look slimmer and curvier and all those things. Or people use editing apps to enhance the shape of their body. That's not real. You know, social media only tells you part of the story. You can't let what the Kardashians look like tell you how you should look, because chances are they probably have things about them that, you know, they're not 100% sure about, but they own it. They're confident, I can tell you that. And you get that energy from them. Who knows, they might not be, but that's just from, you know, what I see, what you see, you know, on social media, highlight, bold, circle, underline that, because what you see is not always what you get. And so, again, this applies to, you cannot let these things dictate how you feel about yourself, because they're going to make you feel really crappy. So this falls back on, if you're not doing things that make you feel good, and if you don't feel good, then you can't let other things dictate that. And that's not good. That is not healthy. That is not a good thing to get on. And of course, we're all on social media. We all see people. But if you're like, oh, she looks good in that top, all right, next, instead of, oh, I wish I had this and this and this. If you dwell on that idea, and if you have that kind of discussion with yourself, that's not good. And same with having any kind of like body image conversation. If you're, you know, doing something with your homies or whatever, and someone's like, oh, I don't even know what I'm gonna point out. But like, oh, this doesn't look good today. And then the next girl chimes in, like, oh no, but like at least my boobs don't, you know, something like that. And you start having this negative talk on yourselves. Pull out of those kind of conversations. Those conversations are awful. Because you're putting all your energy in being negative about yourself, and you're letting your peers be negative about themselves too, when in reality, you should be putting that energy into being negative and just being more positive. And you're wasting that energy when, instead of saying like, oh, I think this looks so bad on me because, you know, this part of me is hanging. I don't even know how to like have this kind of conversation, but instead of saying negative things like, oh, my boobs are too big in this case, then to have the conversation, it's like, oh, this really, you know, accentuates this part of me, and this makes me feel really good. Channel the energy that you would into negativity into positivity, because at the end of the day, the negative energy is just going to put you 10 steps backwards. Positive energy and channeling that positive energy and giving yourself that positive affirmation, and in that conversation with your friends, also having them give themselves that positive affirmation, that is going to help you go so much further. You're going to go 10 steps forward. With your negative energy, you're going to go 10 steps back, and no one needs that. And speaking of like just clothing and looks, find some style inspirations and use the word inspiration with a highlight, bolded, circled, underlined emphasis on it, because I'm saying inspiration. So much inspiration is around you, you know? You can be inspired by so much and use that. Like, oh, so-and-so looks really good in this and she has the similar body type I do. Oh, I'm gonna go try and find a pair of pants like that. Not everyone is gonna pull off the exact same pair of jeans, okay? And that's fine, and that's okay. And some people may feel, I hit my laptop again. I'm gonna quit. I can't. No, but not everyone looks good in a certain color. Not everyone looks, or feels good, I should say. Not everyone feels good in a certain pair of jeans or a certain top. But if you find people who, like, you know, maybe look similar to you, and then maybe pull off the same colors as you could, or pull off the same styles as you could, use that to kind of inspire you. Because I hit my laptop again. Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. But if you take that and use that to inspire how you look, if you think, oh, so-and-so, we have the same body type, they look good, and then you try that on, it's like, oh my gosh, I look good too. Roll with that. Wear what makes you feel good. Be inspired by people who look similar to you, and roll with that. Find what makes you feel good. You know, put on those pair of jeans that make you feel so cool, and find that top that just fits you perfectly, you know? And again, this is all subjective, but if you find what makes you feel good through these inspirations, through certain fashion, you know, roll with it, go with it. If so-and-so is wearing like, oh, that color looks really nice on her, I have similar skin color, I have a similar eye color, let's try it. And you try it and it works. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but if it makes you feel good and you are inspired by it, good for you. I have Pinterest boards full of various looks that I want to try and certain colors that I think would look different or fun to try on and be a little bit more funkier and inspire me to kind of find, you know, a different sense of style. That is so good. If you find your style, you find your niche, I think that's what it is. You find your niche. Now we're going to go into a language lesson. Carla hits computers and we have language lessons on this podcast. If you're new here, hi. If you find your niche and you find like your style, if you have this like this type of clothing that really works for you, stick with it. Just because, you know, a cool model or something, a mainstream model was pictured in a pair of pants, doesn't mean you have to wear those pants. If you want to wear those pants, try those pants. They may look awesome on you. I hit my computer again. This episode is a mess, and I am so sorry. But just remember that and keep that in mind when you're looking at clothing. If you find something that's like, oh, that looks so cool, you know, that's kind of my style, roll with it. If once you find a direction and once you're inspired by something or a style, you will go so far in terms of how confident you feel. Because if you think that you look good in this kind of style, then your confidence is going to shoot up. Because honestly, if you feel good physically, you're also going to feel good internally too. And it goes both ways. If you feel good internally, you're going to feel good exteriorly. And if you feel good exteriorly, you're going to feel great internally. There we go. That's my spiel. And just be aware and know the fact that this journey does take time. You're going to have ups and downs, but every day you're still going to get closer. I mean, I know some days, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm not feeling all that great. And that's when I wake up, I put on a really cute dress, put on some, you know, fun colored makeup, do my hair and call it a day, and I feel so much better. Or sometimes it's even just eating a bunch of ice cream and you're like, you know what? I feel great. And that's fine too. Do what makes you feel good, and it does take time, but you just have to be aware, be patient, listen to yourself, listen to your body, and listen to what it's asking for you, and be nice to it. Remember that. That is so important. Be nice. Give it good food. Give it water. You know, just be nice to your body. And before I sign off, we're going to do this again. I want you to look at your mirror, and I want you to smile at yourself. Give yourself a beautiful smile, because smiles are so good for you. And then just tell yourself that you look really freaking good today. I don't care what you're wearing. You could be wearing sweatpants. I'm wearing sweatpants right now. You can't see me. Or I'm not wearing sweatpants. I'm wearing sweat shorts. Pardon. I'm not really wearing anything special, but look at yourself in the mirror, smile, tell yourself that you look freaking good today. I don't care what you're wearing. If you're wearing clothes, you're not wearing clothes, doesn't matter. Tell yourself you look freaking awesome today, because you do. You gotta start somewhere. So, that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm sorry it was kind of a mess. I am, like, so scatterbrained today. There's just a lot going on in my noggin. But I hope you learned something from this. And I gotta do my pop culture plug. Now, this is kind of random. And it's probably not applicable to everyone unless you're wanting to learn a language. I don't know how many languages the show is actually in, but it's on Netflix. It's called Call My Agent. It is a French show. So my French learners out there, this is good for you. You can watch it with English subtitles. There are English subtitles if you don't mind just reading it. And you may learn a thing in French or two from the show. But it's about just this acting agency in Paris and just all of their, you know, trials and tribulations and stuff that they go through. And it is so entertaining. It is so good, so funny. Like, I get it. I understand it, which is always kind of nice, you know. I mean, I have subtitles on, but I'm understanding a little bit of the French, which makes me feel really good. But it's such a good show. It's so fun, and it deals with a lot of issues in the acting industry. It deals with you know, casting of, you know, women of color or people of color in general. It deals with that kind of thing. It deals with, you know, a lot of LGBTQ representation and that kind of stuff. And it's so good, so interesting, such a fun show. I love watching it, like an episode before I go to bed. So good, 10 out of 10. Totally recommend that show. So go check it out. Check out the languages that it's in. I'm not 100% sure, but that's all I have to say. If you wanted to reach me, talk to me, see what's going on the website, you can check out the Instagram, my Instagram, at GetAlohaSpirit. Or if you want to just email me and talk to me, or you have any questions or comments, you can email me at Kyla@GetAlohaSpirit.com. And of course, if you want to see more content like this and other cool content and other cool stuff that I talk about, because I talk about a lot, you can check out my website at GetAlohaSpirit.com. We have a fun time over there, I think. And of course, remember, you're awesome. You have to just believe that. Smile at yourself. This is your last chance. Smile at yourself in the mirror. Tell yourself you look freaking awesome today. That's your last chance, last call for this podcast. You can do this whenever you want, but just for this episode, just roll with me. And of course, don't forget to stay vibing.